Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 138 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. You know, in many of our podcasts, I've talked about the importance of making the most of your tennis time. Whether it's a hitting session, structured practice, or match play, you should try to take every opportunity to work on all aspects of your game. At the club and recreational level, the one skill that is most difficult to practice is the return of serve. You know, in all my years in tennis, I can probably count on two hands the number of times I have actually seen players at the local parks and tennis clubs actually working on their return of serves with a practice partner. Unless they are taking a formal lesson, most club and recreational players get their return of serve repetitions almost exclusively from the matches they play. And yes, I get it, folks. At the recreational level, it is often challenging to find practice partners who are willing to serve a few dozen balls to help you refine your return game. That said, if you have a regular group of players that you play or practice with, be disciplined and add service returns to your practice routine. Even if your playing partner for that day is capable of only hitting one or two different types of serves, appreciate it and go about getting in your service return reps. And of course, make sure to reciprocate and give your playing partner the opportunity to get in some service return reps as well. A healthy give and take is a prudent way to go about it. To get the most out of your return of serve practices, there are four essential elements, including various combinations of these elements, that you should incorporate. Now, you want to practice returning a variety of serves from a variety of players from different court positions. And last but certainly not least, you want to practice returning serves with clarity of your objectives. Now let's talk about each element. Returning a variety of serves is an obvious one. Ideally, you want to practice against every type of serve if possible. Flat, slice, kick, twist, fast, medium, slow, as well as all the various hybrids of these serves. Seeing a wide variety of serves will help you from getting caught off guard. It's also very important to practice returning serves against different players. Every player's serve is unique in its own way because of the combination of their respective athleticism, strength, flexibility, height, reach, contact point, arm angle, racket speed, righty, lefty, to mention a few. For example, a kick serve hit by different players will vary in how it looks coming off of their racket, as well as in speed, RPM, eye level, bounce, angle, weight, and action. Varying the court positions from where you return serves is also very important. You need to know from where on the court you will be able to deliver your most effective returns versus a particular type of opponent. For example, your return position against a player with, say, high bouncing kick serves will likely be different versus a player whose serves are primarily flat or slicey. And finally, it is, of course, absolutely essential to have clarity regarding your return of serve objectives. This entails much more than simply hitting your returns to various target areas of the court. Before you even get to that point, you need to be very clear on the type of return you intend to hit and why. You know, things like offensive, neutral, defensive, flat, topspin, slice, deep, short, center court, angled, and so on. Working on return of serve objectives is probably the most neglected when it comes to the serve return practice, especially at the club and recreational level. Folks, the bottom line is this. I know it can be challenging to practice your return of serves beyond what you can get from your usual recreational match play. And yes, it is not easy to find practice partners who are willing to serve half a basket of balls with variety from which you can get some service return practice. But even if you do not have practice partners who are willing and able, you can still work on your return of serves. Put your recreational matches to good use, even if it means enduring a little short-term pain for long-term gain. As with most things in life, and tennis of course, developing an enviable return of serve requires real work and effort. that skill is not going to materialize magically. So practice your return of serve. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.